Eric Iwasen is among America's most famous living composers. He has written music for piano, brass and piano, music for voice, brass chamber music, and orchestral work. But even so, after so many compositions, Iwasen is thrilled about the upcoming premiere here in Omaha of his recent inspiration, a piano concerto.
I am just delighted that Tammy's going to be premiering my very first piano concerto.
Not necessarily his first piano concerto. He wrote one back when he was a student, but then he just put it away.
I have it somewhere. It's a student work, you know. I was undergraduate in college, but this is my first full-fledged, so it's very exciting.
Iwasen has always liked big and bold concertos.
And being a pianist, the composers that I've always enjoyed are composers like, in terms of 20th century music, Samuel Barber, like with the sonata and his concerto. I mean, you know, there's that feeling of kind of a neo-romanticism, 21st century now, neo-romantic sound world.
Tammy Miller is a piano faculty at the Omaha Conservatory of Music and executive director of the National Composers Orchestra, or NCO. NCO has already premiered the work of living composers, and Miller will be performing Iwasen's piano concerto.
When I was thinking about reaching out to Eric to write a work, I was looking for composers who wrote in that neo-romantic style. And I think it's worth mentioning that Ken and I and Orchestra Omaha premiered another composer's concerto, Daniel Pertu, about 5 years ago, who also write in that same sort of style. So that's sort of a mission of mine as a pianist, to say that there are wonderful composers writing wonderful, beautiful music for the piano and getting their works out there.
Ken Mates has been the conductor and director of Orchestra Omaha for 15 years. Orchestra Omaha will perform the world premiere of Iwasen's piano concerto during the concert American Experiences. The program also has music with an American connection from Antonin Dvorak and Samuel Coleridge Taylor.
With the Dvorak was a Czech composer. He took a real interest in American music, both of the freed slaves and also of the Native Americans as well. So trying to hook the idea of American experiences together, and the Samuel Coleridge Taylor work that's on the program is Hiawatha's Wedding Feast. So it's kind of a British take on American Native culture.
The concert American Experiences and the premiere of Iwasen's Piano Concerto is this Saturday at the Simon Concert Hall of the Omaha Conservatory of Music. For more information, you can visit orchestraomaha.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.